You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM Breakfast. Kia ora e te whanau. Welcome along. Well, welcome back. We've got on the line Buzz Moller of Voom. Kia ora, Buzz. How are you today?
Kia ora, Rachel.
Nice to have
you. I'm good. It's a bit soggy outside where I am, but...
Oh, yeah. I think it's pretty soggy everywhere in Tāmaki Makaurau today. Not a very nice day, but a good one to stay inside and maybe listen to some good music, such as your excellent new single, which you just put out yesterday, with Phaser Days. You. That's a pretty special collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
How did it all come about?
Well, I've known Amelia for yonks, and I was doing some writing with her, helping her with tracks and stuff for her album, and that was just one song that I threw to her, and she said, "Oh no, that sounds too much like a Voom song. Maybe we could do that as a collaboration."
That's pretty cool. It was nice. We had a chat with Amelia when her EP came out, and she was talking about that process of you know, bouncing ideas off you and writing with you, and it seems like it had been a really good thing for her, coming out of this kind of strange no music making time that she had been, you know, experiencing, to have some good friends to be able to bounce those ideas around with. What's it been like for you on the other side of that relationship for, as guess for the Voom kind of world, because that sounds like Amelia maybe also was able to bring some pretty cool ideas back into that space for you too?
Oh yeah, definitely. The whole music scene is like that. Everybody, you know, gets energy from collaborating with other people. I mean, especially, you know, when there's sort of like lockdown shutdowns and all that sort of stuff, the whole network becomes really important for everyone, and I think it's great. And I have this job where I teach songwriting at a polytech called Mains in Auckland. And it's the same there. I have lots of all the other teachers are musicians, and I get to teach all these students who are all current and relevant in the world. And, you know, it probably makes me lazy in the end, because I feel like I'm doing something when I'm actually not doing anything of my own.
But getting good vibes from the world and putting them back out there is, I think, as you mentioned, a very important part of the whole musical ecosystem there.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the music video for this track, Magic. It's such a joy, and it's got quite the narrative to it. Who did you work with for this one, Buzz?
Well, that was Ezra. That was Ezra from Earth Tongue. Ezra and Gussie are in that, you know, they're Earth Tongue, who are my favourite New Zealand band. And he's like a multi-talented guy. He does all kinds of things. He's an amazing drummer, but he also is really good with, he made all the Earth Tongue videos, and he films it all on old sort of 16mm cameras and stuff, and he came up with the quirky idea. We originally had an idea for that. Amelia and I had a funny idea for that video, because it was the song is sort of about someone having a crush on someone that's not what do you call it, requited, is that the word?
Yeah.
Not returned, and just how you can have this sort of thing which is like an amazing feeling and a pain at the same time.
Oh,
and,
totally.
And then we came up with this idea that you could get all the people in the world who are in that situation who don't have relationships, and you could put them in this therapy where their brains get mapped onto each other. So all the people that don't have love in their life can be sort of subconsciously mapped onto each other, and then they could go off in pairs, happily ever after, you know. And we were thinking, oh, that could be some like dodgy sort of therapy studio somewhere where they brainwash people into loving each other, and then they'd be all happy, you know?
I like that as an idea as well. Maybe you could just patent that and set up a studio somewhere out west.
yeah, that could be, you know, like if the music career doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, backup
the business
career.
Model, yeah.
Totally.
But Ezra, you know, I think he took the idea and ran with it in his own direction. So
It's kind of got everything. It's got a fight scene. It's got sort of obsessive fandom. It's got some slow motion, some great SFX. It's a very good video if people haven't had a chance to check it out yet. That's a good thing to do
Ezra,
on a rainy day.
Ezra was just hankering to get a bloodthirsty fight scene into a movie somewhere. I think every sort of old school movie buff wants to put a fight scene or a car chase in there.
Oh, hard out. You know. Yeah, and car chase is probably quite expensive to do. So, you know, fight scene, you can make that happen with whatever you got lying around.
Yeah. So, hey, I've got a little song.
I'd love to hear a little song.
I was just sitting here waiting for my feed to connect, and I made you up a little song because I was looking out the window, it's pissing down with rain.
We'd love to hear that.
So I've got my ukulele here, which my mother bought me after I wrote a ukulele song with my daughter, which you can see on YouTube, and it's called Christmas Magic. But my mum goes, oh, that's a nice song. I'm going to buy you a ukulele. So I'm going to play my Carla Kiwi ukulele.
Nice.
Okay, it goes like this. Oh, what a beautiful day it isn't today. Oh, what a beautiful day it isn't today. But the rain is okay when I'm stuck in my car on the motorway, 'cause I know there's a special radio show just for me on Radio B with Rachel Ashby. Oh, what a beautiful day it is. Oh, hang on, it is again now. Today.
Oh, Buzz, thank you. I loved that. I'm very flattered. It's made my morning. Definitely improved the weather in the studio. So thank you for that one.
That's all right. When I was, I used to do the kid show on BFM back in the 90s for about 10 years. And I always used to write stings for BFM, make up these little songs, and they'd use them as stings.
Oh, don't you worry, we'll be clipping that one straight into the sting bank.
To the sink bank, yes.
Straight in. Hey, Buzz, where can people catch you? Because you're out and about for a couple of shows. You're going to be with the Flying Nun crew this weekend at their beautiful things. I guess you could call it a pre-Christmas kind of get-together. There's a lot of excellent bands playing. Who are you excited to see on that lineup?
Oh, God, that's Womb. Great. Recitals are really great. Vera Ellen, I really like her. Soft Bait. There's a whole bunch of really cool groovy new Flying Nun acts.
There's definitely some good ones.
Yeah, that'll be a great night. That's on Saturday, this Saturday, at Whammy and Wine Cellar in the back room, all those little rooms, all different bands playing and stuff. I think we're on last. We're about 11:45, so we're like the midnight rockers.
Nice. Well, that's going to be fun. And then next, in about a week and a bit, you're going to be playing a little acoustic set with Rita May.
Oh, yeah. With Rita, yeah, my goddaughter Rita. Her and I are playing at the Hollywood. They've, you know, the Hollywood Cinema, they've got that other building that's kind of next door where they've got, you can walk out of the main room and go across into the bar area and stuff. They've sort of done all that up, and they're having a little party to celebrate finishing that or renovating that.
Awesome.
And so they're going to put little stage in that building and have a sort of more intimate little thing. So we're just doing a little acoustic set.
Oh, that's pretty special. And also, I believe that's an all-ages gig as well. And I think they're going to try and make that space an all-ages space. So that's a pretty cool thing too. So if you've got people who aren't yet 18 who might want to see some excellent music, then that's, I think, a good place to be heading along on the 4th of December.
4th of December, yeah.
Hey, Buzz, thank you so much. Thanks for our song as well. What an absolute treat. Have a really nice rest of your morning. We're going to listen to your brand new song with Phaser Days right now. It's called Magic. Have a good one.
You too. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's all the same. Excuse me while I die inside, but it's okay. Yeah. What kind of magic is that? What kind of magic is that?
That is Brand New Voom featuring Phaser Days. Excellent collaboration there. The track is called Magic. Go check out the video created by Ezra of Earth Tongue. And you can go and see Voom play this weekend at the Flying Nun Beautiful Things Party, which is happening across Whammy Bar, Backroom and Wine Cellar with a bunch of amazing bands performing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.